When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first of our dual weekly minisodes within October. Every Monday in October, you will receive an extra minisode in addition to the one on Wednesday. And from next week onwards, we will focus on more famous hauntings. But to start us off, we're going to have one of our listener submissions. Of course, our Patreons will receive these episodes, i.e. the Monday episodes, on a Friday before, and they will be ad-free, and they receive the Wednesday minisodes on a Monday, again ad-free. And if you'd like to join the Patreon, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But it is October. It is allegedly the scariest time of the year for everyone around the world. And it's this time of year which, even though there could be oversaturation of the paranormal and ghost stories, etc., especially on podcasts, I do love this time of year for that very reason. Whereas other people who don't have a solid interest in the paranormal may find it all a bit too ghosty everywhere they go. To people like me, or I imagine people like us, it's just more content, more paranormal experiences for us to consume. In the past, I've made light of the fact it's kind of like when people who go to the gym complain in January that their gym is now full and they can't use the equipment because everyone's got a New Year's resolution. But in this very bad analogy, we're the gym goers and the rest of the world are the people who are now interested in ghosts. Something we're interested in all year round. But I do love this time of year because, genuinely, it takes me until around the end of November before I've managed to read or listen to everything that I want to in regards to other podcasters or magazines or articles or bloggers that for this time of the year have started to post about the paranormal. And I genuinely keep a note file on my phone when I see something I think that looks like a good read or a good watch. I'll copy the link and I'll place it in this file. Already there's about 30 in there and we're only on the 4th of October as I record this. So, although we do look at the paranormal all year round because that's our interest, in truth, there is a little part of me that does get slightly more excited during October. Even if post-October, it takes me a good month to get through everything I've saved. Anyway, on to the very first Monday minisode for October, sent in to us from one of our anonymous listeners. And don't forget, you don't have to give your name. If you do have a paranormal experience that you want to share with the show, email contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But right now, let's get to Anonymous's email. I recently discovered your podcast, and I love it. I thought about sending this in, and I finally am. Please, don't use my real name if you do share this story. And I hope it terrifies you as much as it terrified me. Okay, here is the experience that I've never written down, but I think about most often. I'm from the East Coast of the US, but I went to college in the Midwest, several hundred miles away from home. I'd never had any substantial paranormal experiences, but in 1989, at the end of my senior year, I had the most profoundly disturbing night. During my freshman year, I became close friends with a fraternity brother. I'll call him Mark, who was from a neighbouring state. Well, we were great pals, and I was saddened when he decided at the end of the year to transfer to another university in order to be closer to home. Despite that change, we still remained friends, and he visited me both at college and at home back east on more than one occasion. Now, as an aside, Mark had a very unusual habit of sleeping face down. Face down with his nose right in the pillow. And almost always would sleep right through the night, just like that. It was a thing. Now that doesn't sound relevant now, but it will later. Fast forward to senior year, and I didn't have the best last semester. I guess at that point, I was just ready to leave, to return home, and do whatever else would come in life. I was just tired of school, and I wasn't in love with the city or the Midwest. My parents had come to town for my commencement, after which I departed campus, having decided to visit my friend Mark on my drive back east. He too had just graduated from university, but he decided to stay on through the summer. He wanted to assist a professor with his research. Because his living situation ended at the end of May, he sublet an apartment near campus for the summer. It was maybe a 4-hour drive from where I was to where Mark was, and I looked forward to seeing him and hanging out, even if it was only going to be for the night. It was a positively dreary day when I arrived at his town. Overcast, hot, and very humid. Very still. I drove through the small town centre and onto campus. It was all pretty quiet, as most students had already left for the summer, so there weren't many people around. The road through campus was lined with very tall trees, coupled with cloudiness. The entire scene felt a bit forlorn, lonely. The house Mark was staying in was set back from the road, with forest behind it and to both sides. The apartment was on the upper floor, under the eaves, above a diner that was no longer in operation. Across from the apartment was an exterior wooden staircase and landing added to the left side of the house. Upon walking into the flat, there was a living area to the left, and straight ahead through the hallway was a bedroom at the far end. To the left, next to the bedroom, was a small bathroom. I was meant to sleep in the living area, on one of those soft chairs that folds out like a thick futon. We set that up, along with placing a fan in the room, as there was literally no air conditioning. And as I mentioned, it was very humid, very warm, and there was no breeze. It was also dead quiet. Unnervingly so. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement. You're probably thinking, I need surplus money to invest, but you don't need a lot of money nor expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And right now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. If you're anything like me, you always thought investing's what other people do. Other people who know what they're doing. Well, that's where Acorns come in. They do know what they're doing. on your behalf. And they're also putting their money where their mouth is, because as mentioned earlier, open an Acorns Later IRA and you'll get up to a 3% match on new contributions. So head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/darkparanormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Mark and I walk the 10 minutes to the main commercial street, the same one I'd driven through earlier, just to grab some pizza and a beer at a local place. But again, I was struck with how quickly the busy college town had emptied out and quieted down for the summer holiday. There were very few people about, so we were served very quickly by the wait staff. After dinner, we made our way back to the apartment to hang out, drink some beer, catch up. I'm not exactly sure what time we went to bed, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't much later than 11 p.m. I was tired and also had several hundred more miles to drive back the following day. Because it was so warm, I ended up with only a sheet over me as I lay on my back, my feet pointed towards the door, which led to the outdoor stairs, about 20 or so feet away. I specifically remember Mark locking the screen door, but leaving the outside door open in the hope of catching even a slight breeze. He retired to his bedroom and, I assume, went to sleep face down as usual, not moving at all. I must have fallen asleep after the lights were turned off, and it was a few hours later that the absolute terror that was to haunt me to this day occurred. I woke, suddenly, still on my back, terrified and unable to move. There was a person of about my age standing several feet beyond the end of my bed. While he seemed harmless himself, I was absolutely creeped out, mostly wondering how long he'd been staring at me, not moving. I could see him well enough, although he seemed maybe around 80% opacity, slightly rough around the edges, wearing a yellow shirt and green shorts. I was able to move only my eyes, and looking left, I could see the clock that read 4:15 a.m. Because it was close to summer, the very first light had begun to filter in. And after about maybe 10 minutes of being stared down, he began to very slowly disintegrate. And I was finally able to move bit by bit until my body felt my own again. At that point, I rolled over, pulled the sheet over my head, and somehow fell back to sleep. After, my heart stopped pounding. A few hours later, around 8 a.m. or so, Mark woke me up and suggested we grab a quick breakfast before I headed out. I was very tired and very out of sorts. The fright from a few hours earlier was still heavily on my mind. However, I didn't tell Mark about what I'd seen. But I did ask if he got up during the night. And of course, he scoffed at that, saying, "You know me, I never get up during the night. I was hoping that wouldn't be his answer, but I kind of knew it would be. We went back into town into a bagel place. Another hot, overcast day, and I was too freaked out from my experience to make much of a conversation. I just passed it off as being tired when Mark asked me what was up. An hour later, and I'm ready to head out to drive the rest of the way home. I said a quick goodbye, quicker than normal, because I really couldn't wait to get out of there. But the thing is, despite putting many miles between me and that apartment, I still felt like I was being watched all the way home. After I was back home at my parents' house, I still couldn't shake that feeling for several days, perhaps more than a week. Still, I didn't tell anyone what happened. Well, because I didn't think anyone would believe me. Especially my parents, who would have just laughed it off as a bad dream. And even then, when I spoke to Mark in the coming months, I never said anything to him either. At some point in the following year, Mark went to Europe for an internship. And this was before email and cell phones, so eventually I lost touch with him, after a few handwritten letters back and forth. But the story doesn't end there. You see, about 10 years later, I'd been thinking about Mark and wondered what had become of him. I sent a letter to his university's alumni office, asking if they would forward my letter to him in the hopes he would respond. I knew they wouldn't just give out someone's address. And a couple of weeks later, Mark called. It was like no time had passed and we talked and talked for about 3 hours. Finally, at the end of the conversation, I decided I would tell Mark my story from that night so many years ago. I recounted the paranormal experience in detail, just as I have here. After I finished, he went completely silent for what seemed like a touch too long. Thinking he was maybe trying to hold back a laugh, I was instead surprised and disturbed when he said to me, "Oh my God, the entire time I lived there that summer, I felt sure I was being watched. I was never comfortable in that apartment, especially at night. And by God, was I relieved when summer was over." This was actually a worse reaction than laughter. Instead, it terrified me all over again, as I was now certain that what I experienced wasn't my imagination. It wasn't a dream. We marveled together for a few minutes about how creepy the whole situation was. It's now 35 years since that night. 25 since that conversation with Mark. And I've never had another experience quite as disturbing and memorable as that one. If it hadn't been for Mark's comments, I too may have ultimately written this off as a dream, maybe sleep paralysis. But whatever it was, whatever the explanation, it was a real experience. I now enjoy telling people this story because it always stuns people. But as I said, it's taken decades before I felt the need to write it down. And to this day, every so often, I still feel like I'm being watched from afar. I genuinely think that will last a lifetime. Thank you for reading, and I hope you choose to share this with our listeners. Anonymous. Anonymous, thank you so much for sharing such a wonderful, short, yet succinct minisode with ourselves. Our first Halloween edition of the minisode series. And to begin with a validated story, which are always my favourite, is just too good to be true. So thank you, Anonymous. For everyone, I will speak to you again on Wednesday for our second minisode of the week. Until then, stay safe and take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.